Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's a very nice morning across the Great Lakes region. Temperatures in the 50s out there, mostly sunny skies. In fact, we've got 50s all over the Midwest, but we have a lot of cloud cover, too, from southern parts of Iowa into Missouri and eastern Kansas, also across southern Illinois into portions of Ohio. The cloud cover is expected to probably break up a little bit for a while today. We will see a risk of showers developing a little bit later this week, probably tomorrow afternoon going into Thursday. And the majority of the precipitation, though, is going to be erratic and light. I don't think it's going to be a major factor for the lower Midwest for a little while at least. We do have a little ridge of high pressure that's going to be building up across the southern U.S. plains, right in the area that got all the rain here in the last month. And that ridge is going to bring a little bit warmer air to the middle part of the country, mostly, though, in the southern plains, where temperatures down there are going to be in the 80s and 90s. But for the Midwest, we won't see anything quite like that. We'll actually see temperatures quite favorable across the region, seasonable at most. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures running in the 70s and lower 80s nearly every day from now, taking us all the way through the weekend and into the first part of next week. So day after day of temperatures in that range are expected. Low temperatures at night will likely be mostly in the upper 50s and lower 60s, but we will see a few cooler readings in the far north, and we'll see a couple of readings perhaps close to 70 degrees every once in a while south of the Ohio River. But for the most part, it's going to be a very pleasant period, and the mix of rain and sunshine that we see is going to stimulate some aggressive crop development. Don't think we're going to be looking at large volumes of rainfall anytime real soon. The heart of the Midwest may actually see some net drying for a little while, and that would include portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. We will see some shower and thunderstorm activity. Certainly don't want to imply it'll be completely dry through the forecast period, but we will not be seeing large volumes of rain over frequent days. Right now, it looks as though the precipitation initially will be confined to the northwestern part of the Corn Belt here today. We'll look for most of that precipitation focused on parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, maybe getting down into a part of Iowa, and maybe a portion of Nebraska and some neighboring areas there. But for areas near and east of the Mississippi River, we should stay basically dry today, and tomorrow will probably be mostly dry with one exception. There may be a few showers that drift into Ohio and eastern Kentucky as a disturbance forms in the southeastern corner of the country. That precipitation will be very light, though, probably less than a quarter of an inch, just enough to aggravate a little bit of field progress across the region. Our first frontal system that moves through the heart of the Midwest will probably hold off until sometime Friday into the weekend. The system will be weakening as it comes through the heart of the Midwest, but we will look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to occur at that point in time. A lot of the rain will probably be less than a half inch, but there will be a few stronger thunderstorms out there. Those are probably going to be in Iowa and maybe northwest and west central sections of Illinois, and that'll probably take place Friday evening into Saturday morning. But for most other areas in the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, probably not going to be seeing rainfall nearly as significant, and most of those daily amounts will be low. We'll expect to see another frontal system to come across the region as we get to the end of the weekend and early part of next week with very similar results. The most significant precipitation in the country is going to be in the southeastern corner of the country, in the Carolinas, Virginia, parts of Georgia. These areas were all drier biased during the month of May, so there's going to be a big improvement in crop conditions across that particular region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.